Now, as we went to air last night here on Money News, just horrific scenes were unfolding in the United States after that off-course ship that lost power slammed into the major bridge in Baltimore, sending it and all the cars and trucks that were on the bridge tumbling into the water below. And the bridge collapsed entirely. The Port of Baltimore is also a crucial one when it comes to global trade. It is the 11th largest port in America. And just last year, it imported $55.2 billion in cargo and exported $80 billion worth. So apart from the human toll and the loss of life, this bridge collapse is set to see some pretty big financial losses as well. Now, shipping companies are racing to divert their cargo to other ports around the country. And the American Trucking Association estimates that around 5,000 trucks carrying $28 billion worth of goods will have to go elsewhere. And it's not the only problem the shipping industry has been facing of late. We had all the major supply chains, of course, coming out of COVID, part of the reason that we saw inflation soaring around the world too. And there's been some recent troubles getting through a major shipping lane in the Red Sea with freight companies under attack by the Houthi rebels. Every time there's a problem with shipping, you can expect it to be tacked onto the cost of the goods that you pay for when you import them into the country. So we all are affected here. And what will the economic flow-on effects be from this latest tragedy in Baltimore? Well, Kelly Crosley is a freight and logistics expert and the director of Transitana WA, and she's with us now on the line. Kelly, welcome to Money News.
Thank you very much for having me.
It was a real shock, wasn't it, seeing the horrific pictures of this bridge coming down?
Crazy. I mean, to be able to watch it, you know, live on a video feed was, yeah, it was pretty scary. And you know, the lives, I suppose, that are lost as well is pretty sad. So, yeah, it was a major shock.
It really, really is. And obviously the search continues for some of the victims. But how important is that port of Baltimore when it comes to shipping?
Yeah, look, Baltimore is huge. It plays a significant role in a wide range of cargo. So, not only does it just handle containerized cargo, I think that the thing to remember with Baltimore is it's a massive terminal for automobiles and machinery and things like that. So it's going to have a major disruption for those other container movements. It won't just be won't just be containers. It'll be, you know, what we call ro-ro vessels. So it'll have a major impact, very, very big impact.
Yeah, well, anyone who watched that HBO series, The Wire, would know about the importance of Baltimore when it comes to shipping and trade. It is essential, the 11th largest port in America. So will that have flow-on effects, do you think, for us here in Australia?
Look, I don't think so at this stage. I mean, obviously, if somebody's got something on the water and it's heading to Baltimore, then yes, the port's closed, so it'll omit that port and it'll go to another port. And same if you're, you're exporting out of there, then it's going to be an impact. But look, I don't see that causing us any direct impact at this stage. Unless you're importing or exporting from that terminal, or if you're in, looking at moving project cargo, machines, trucks, agricultural machinery, because that is the port that it's generally going to come out of.
So you say at this stage, but obviously other ports will have to pick up the slack here because this bridge is going to be out of action for a long time. So do you think down the track it could well flow on?
Yeah, it could do. I mean, you've got another two terminals now that are going to have to take, the onflow of that cargo. So you've got Norfolk and New York that, they'll take on the containerized cargo. So, do carriers then put the freight rates up? We do see that happen. So it could increase the freight rates, transit times, obviously. So we would see probably a little bit, but I don't see it being too major or too big for Australians just yet.
What about union strikes like those that we saw through DP World early this year? Is that an even bigger threat?
Absolutely. Look, I think, if we're talking about threats, I think that's probably one of the major threats is we had DP World with the strike that went on for ever and a day. We had the cyber attacks for DP World. Those strikes are more costly. So I think in Australia at the moment, we need to look at, the landside charges, the strikes here. That's what's costing Australians too. COVID showed that, there was an increase in freight rates. It went from $1,000 to $13,000. for one container at one stage in terms of the shipping prices. So, yeah, look, I think that is something that needs to be seriously considered. And also the fact that if we continue to have strikes, the shipping lines will just say, well, we might not want to call those ports anymore. And they can do that at any time they wish to.
And we could, in the worst case scenario, see store shelves empty, online orders taking longer to fill. Kelly? I don't know what's happened there. Kelly, we got you? No. Something's gone on with Kelly. Kelly, have we still got you?
Yep.
I don't know what happened there. We somehow got a weird...
Have you lost me?
No, yeah. I've got you now. Yeah. I was just asking, worst case scenario, you could see store shelves empty and online orders taking longer to fill.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, yeah, we saw it through COVID. COVID times showed that the stores were empty. People were looking for their couches and TVs, and they weren't here. So, yeah, that definitely could happen. Importers have changed their buying modules, but definitely it could happen. Absolutely.
And just, I suppose, the good side of it from an import point of view is that the government did recently scrap about of the 500 nuisance tariffs. Is that going to help offset any price rises here in Australia?
Well, I guess if the importers pass those on, that would do.
Those you sound sceptical.
Well, the nuisance tariffs, we do have certificate of origins or country of origins where we have duty free anyway. So they are scrapping some tariffs on some things. Yeah, we may see a little bit of relief from that, but I don't know that that's going to add on a lot of relief, to be honest.
Okay. Well, Kelly, good to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
Kelly Crosley there, who is a freight and logistics expert.